starting out with Mountain Ash. If you head out to Hart Lake, past the ballpark, you see quite a bit of it. The flowers have come already. You're just beginning to get the fruit, but not quite. So, a few more weeks, I guess, I'll look like that. This one, again, all along the stream area, mountain alder. It's sort of interesting, little cones, very interesting reproductive. The teeth, notice the leaves very sharply too. Quite a bit of it, close to water generally, white alder. This is a fir tree, one of the few conifers that the cones stick upright instead of hanging down. The fir trees, you can recognize the needles have these little short needles, but they're rather blunt. You can grab onto a spruce, on the other hand, the cones hang down and the needles are very sharp. This is a fir. You can't collect the cones because they fall apart once they get dry.
They have to go through the back door.
How long did you do what?
There's a back door back here.
Go around. They're I'm not as good as that gentleman. What's your secret?
I don't know. I thought my tongue
right. Yeah, I think there's some seats in the back there. Yeah, you're quite here. Just put me at the back door, actually.
You can be on my team.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on. That one's a little hard to see, but that's the, you know, around the village, you've seen this white snow coming at you. They're actually the fruits of the cottonwood. And very tall trees that are along the stream, cottonwood. The leaves are triangular, and it's sort of like catkins or dangling fruits, and the seeds are carried by the top. And so we're having new cottonwood trees here and there to be grown, maybe. So that's
is that the same cottonwood in the plains also? Same.
This is black cottonwood. I'm not sure if it is the same. This is ocean spray. You can find this, I think, if you go on the trail to Monkey Falls. I think there's some of this. And also coming up on the bus, you can see it coming up from Lake Cheyenne. So ocean spray. This is our maple, mountain maple. And the red, you may have seen a bit of that around, and apparently it's a fungus that's attacking it. It's causing that unusual growth. Yeah. This one, mountain balm, and we have relative of this back home. I'm from California. Ceno, this is the genus name generally, and this too tolerates dry reasonably well. Leaves are very waxy looking, fairly big, pretty veins from the base, nice pretty snowy flowers. We need an arrow or something. Sounds good. Mountain balm there.
If you go up on the trail and this gets wet, it has a nice odor.
If you take the trail to Holden Lake, there's quite a bit of it. A little bit on the 10 mile falls, but more of it as you head out for Holden Lake.
Call it mountain balm.
Right. Mountain balm.
Get there in the rain or something, and it's very nice weather.
This is twin berry, and just a minute we'll show you what the berries look like. Two pretty little flowers that you see here.
Black berries.
It's a fairly low shrub. This is another one that's in bloom now. If you head out past the ballpark, this is American dogwood. And you can see it in bloom now. They're pretty, and these are the fruits of that. Wild rose, woodland rose. This is in bloom. if you had either two, well, actually any of the trails head out toward Ten Mile Falls, you can head again towards the ballpark area.
He got the door before. Good point, Ben.
We're going to sign you up real quick.
This is the only thing we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd worry about it.
She's the master.
Whoa. So there's a row of five petals, many stamens. Easy way to recognize it, even if you don't see the flowers. Give them the stem, there'll be prickles on the stem, just like your typical rose. So easy to identify. This one is the Oregon grape. A little hard to see. You can see the berries. It's quite a bit of it if you head toward Ten Mile Falls. Leaves are very waxy, very sharp. The plates, sort of like a holly. The berries are green now if you head out, but they'll soon be this color.
They also have turned red in the fall. Mm-hmm.
This is twin flower, not in bloom yet. Linnea, probably some people know it with that name, Linnea bloom. And very delicate. The leaves are very shiny, usually very low to the ground. Flower sticks up about so high. Very, very beautiful. Not in bloom yet. This one I did see in bloom, again, out towards the ballpark area, a wild strawberry. Very low to the ground again.
I've picked strawberries along there, the little tiny things. Mm-hmm.
This is bluebells, and you can, I saw some on the 10-mile falls, the lower trail to 10-mile falls, and also I saw some back here. Bluebells. And you usually find it where there's considerable moisture. You can find it on the dry slopes.
They're on the holding trail.
Yeah, profuse.
Oh, wow.
What's the botanical name of that one?
Bluebells, Hortensia. Around the village here, butter and eggs.
Yeah.
And this is not a native, an escape, if you will, but sort of fun. Snapdragon thing. Pearly everlasting, really neat. Yesterday I talked about the sunflower family, and each one of these little things is many flowers, not just one. And these things are white bracts. Flowers are inside. You actually don't even see them. Little teeny disc flowers. But each one of those is many, many flowers, all pigmented. Called everlasting because those white papery bracts last for long. Pearly everlasting. That's in bloom now, heading out on Indian trails. This one also you can find on good many of the trails. Thimbleberry, big white showy flower, big leaves. Leaves are sort of like a maple leaf. They're palm and glow. Thimbleberry. Those are the berries. They're not out yet, of course, because we just have the flowers. Look nice, but they're not too tasty. Sort of.
Sort of below, is right.
And this one is in bloom now, particularly if you head out towards the 10, take the upper trail to 10 Mile Falls. Spreading dog vein. The flowers are pretty. They're just pinkish white, look like a little bell. They're opened up a little more than snowberry. Leaves are opposite. How do you tell it from snowberry? They're sort of similar. Pull off the leaf. If you got milky juice, this is it. A service berry. This one, not in bloom now, but you can see the berries coming. Leaves are sort of a darker green, and they're toothed at the upper end. So.
And what is that called, Barbara? What is that called?
Service berry.
It's also called Juneberry, Shadbush. There's a whole bunch of names.
A whole bunch of names, yeah. So the common names, this is one thing. The common names very variable according to where you're from. The scientific names are more constant. So avalanche here, but are scientific. There are the berries coming. They will become bluish, not very tasty. But you can see the leaves tend to be toothed. There's sort of no teeth here, and teeth around here. Darker green, and you can pick it up if it isn't in the room. This is called tansy, and doesn't bloom until later. And one area that you can find it would be out at the ballpark, where you have a lot of exposure. There's our Indian paintbrush. It's sort of interesting thing about Indian paintbrush that people don't know. All this gorgeous red stuff are not petals. So if you're using a botanical taxonomic book, the petals are very small, and this portion is the actual reproductive part. Little teeny petals, and all of these are what we call bracts. They're sort of like colored leafy parts. This sort of interesting Indian paintbrush, very nicely in bloom if you head out towards Park Lake. This one up on the trail, the Holden Lake Foxfire. Very, very pretty, very delicate. Little tubular that opens up at the top. Foxfire. Very nice. I saw this morning a thistle. It isn't opened up yet. You don't get the purple part, but you can see one developing, and that's out past the ballpark area. This is an Indian thistle. And I also saw this in bloom out past the ballpark, a goldenrod, another sunflower family. Each one of those things that looks like one flower is many flowers. Saw these in the same area, boggy area. This is our bog orchid. Beautiful little orchid flowers here, very delicate in very boggy, moist areas. This stuff here is sort of interesting too, called horsetail, that you can find near the stream or moist areas. Horsetail's been around for a long time, before the dinosaurs. Arnica is this one. It's a sunflower family again, and usually in moist areas. Each one of these is a flower. Those are called ray flowers. All this stuff in the center, those are all flowers too. So arnica.
So you want to give your girl a bouquet of flowers, you just hand them one.
50 flowers, right? Oh, probably more, maybe 75 right there. But you better not hand them that one. How about something? Like Daisy. This is grass of Parnassus. Very fringe little air, very, very delicate. Probably up at higher elevation, maybe a little later in the summer here. This one is in bloom now. Wintergreen. Very pretty little pinkish flowers nodding. And you can find that on the trail to Heart Lake, just past the ballpark where it begins to get a little moist. Wintergreen. There's another one. We found this yesterday on our hike. One side of wintergreen, all the little bells hanging on. Very cute. So that's another wintergreen. This is out, if you go a little further past the ballpark, bunchberry. Related to dogwood. This one's very low to the ground. Very pretty. Looks just like that. Beautiful in bloom right now. Just past the ballpark.
In the fall, there'll be bunches of orange-red berries.
Bracken fern here on all the trails. You'll see really abundant. Does very well here. Very interesting fern. On the underside, I know if any of you have ever looked on the underside, you have the spores there that land on the ground and ultimately grow into your new ferns. This is also in bloom, same area out by the ballpark, or past the ballpark actually, where it's moist. Queen cup. They've got the leaves, usually two or three big leaves, parallel vein, and six petals, very, very delicate, very pretty single flowers. Queen cup. And the red berries here are inviting you to try them. Do not. They are poisonous. This is baneberry. Very, very pretty, bright red berries. This is a neat one. We saw it was not in bloom. Saw it yesterday. Pipsissewa, the hard one. People are asking me how to spell it. That's the flower. If you sort of pick it up and look at it, normally the flower is knotty, and the fruits will be knotty too. It comes up the leaves here, a little thing coming down. So that's Pipsissewa, beautiful flower. The little stamens around there in the center. I mean, it's incredible the beauty of all these different flowers, and most people, you know, breeze by it. 15, well, not that fast, but 4 miles an hour or so, and they don't see anything. And you really have to look to see this gorgeous beauty. A lot of this along all the trails, particularly where it's moist. Wild lily of the valley. The lily leaves always appear a little veined, and 6 petals here, very delicate and veined. Has a little berry later on.
Is that this, also called Star Solomon Seal?
Yes.
Or those are different?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a some. There's two of them. They're very similar. They're faded. That one and one was slightly wider leaf with a more we call it a panicle, more little flowers. And one Solomon Seal they call one. They call false Solomon Seal, and it gets a little confusing as to which is which. So back home, we usually call it wild lily in the valley. And then it avoids, and I call the bigger one Solomon Seal. But yes, this one's columbine. Very, very pretty. Of course, you can see it in the garden. But I saw one lone columbine down by the stream here, back in the moist area. Monkey flower there. This is the common monkey flower. We have it back home. Anywhere that you have moisture or stream, look at it. Monkey flower. It's an irregular flower. Fireweed just coming into bloom. I saw a little bit on the 10 mile the creek, on that trail, just really stick up tall, just beginning to come out. That was yesterday. It could even be out more today. 4 petals, very pretty showy stalk, very common after a fire. Fireweed, well named. There's our Indian paintbrush again with the color bracts. That one, actually, you know, the flowers have the sepals and the petals. The sepals may be colored right at the tip, but the petals are not. They're really tiny and green. This one's called Silver Crown. That has the huge leaves we saw yesterday on the 10 Mile Creek Trail, and then the stalk sticking up. When I first saw it, I thought, what a dumb name, Silver Crown. But let's see why. There are the fruits, and just like a dandelion, has those puffy fruits and the seeds that, of course, will be dispersed through little hairs. So Silver Crown, that's how it comes from. That's a lupin, sort of hard to see. Little irregular flowers of blue, and the leaves there with it come out like a hand or palmate compound. So that's a lupin. Especially bright blue. This one's Bleeding Heart. You can see around the village here. Otherwise, probably have to head on up to the higher elevation to find it. Moist earrings. Spring Beauty. Very, very delicate flower here. Very common right after the snow. And this is a fox, spreading fox, very pretty, low to the ground again, higher elevation. This is beautiful, another of the lily family called Twisted Stalk. And you can see the parallel veins on the leaf. Twisted Stalk, very, very pretty, delicate flowers. Again, a lot of people don't see it because they hang down under the leaves. This is called Goat Deer. And on the trail to Heart Lake, you can see it.
What's the name again?
Goat's
Beard.
Beard.
Beard. Beard, yeah. This one, Monkey crimson monkey flower. We saw a picture of the yellow one. This one is so beautiful, and there is one in bloom. I found it the first day. You go out, there's a nature trail. It's right out between the lodge and, right by the high cap. There's a little nature trail that goes all the way to the stream. Then if you go right out to the stream, it's in bloom there. It is absolutely beautiful. So crimson monkey frog. Salmonberry. I have not seen that in bloom here recently. And that's probably a little later. Salmonberry. Very pretty flower. This one I did see in bloom. That's if you go on the 10 Mile Falls, where they have the view spot in the where the end of the trail is. Look over the edge, look down, and you'll see these right on the edge of the rocks and sticking out. Alum root is called. And it does meet a whole bunch of them. Looks just like that. This one, interestingly, you can find right outside our chalet. We're chalet 13, but that doesn't belong the place for it. It's a sedum, and a stone crop is a common name for that. It's a succulent, and you would normally find it in rocky areas where there isn't a lot of moisture. Very pretty little yellow flowers, five petals. This one is in bloom now. If you go on the 10 Mile Creek Trail again, very delicate, a wild onion, and very, very pretty. They're not very big. They stick up about 3 or 4 inches high, and you can see a few of them scattered along. Very pretty. And this is an elderberry, a red elderberry. Leaves are toothed, a little longer than the mountain ash, not as many. So very, very pretty spray of flowers. I did see one of these in bloom on the 10 Mile Fall. And they are the berries. Very pretty red elderberry. This is one of the conifers called larch. And the little different from most because you have many needles in a cluster rather than 2, 3, or 5. I love the larch because you're up in high elevation, and it's when you see the larch, you're in a wonderful place to be. Very, very pretty.
Can you tell it's deciduous?
Yeah, this one is deciduous. It's unusual of the plants. Very interesting. This one is gooseberry, hard for me to see. Easy way to tell the gooseberry. You have the palmate lobe, in other words, they're indented like a palm. And then do you see the spines on the stem? Mm-hmm. And that's the dead giveaway. Feel the stem. If you see leaves that are deeply indented, then feel the stem. Oh, spines, that's gooseberry. The flowers are very pale, whitish green, and the berries here. You can see the dark blue berries. And this is the black cap. There's quite a bit of around here. You can see it in the village as we head on to the 10 Mile Trail. And little black, they're very delicious, the dark black raspberries.
I pick buckets of those and bring them back for ice cream.
Very good. And here's a huckleberry with a very unusual flower. I did see some huckleberry out going past the ballpark. Did see some. And I did see actually a flower too. And some blueberries with the berries. Very good. This is willow. And those funny little fuzzy things are called catkins. And most of you are probably familiar with pussy willow. Pussy willow is just a little catkin, and very interesting. The willow has both male and female flowers. They're not, in other words, a catkin would be the male flower, or it could be a female. And there are different trees, so a willow is either a male tree or a female tree. This is a yellow pansy. Very, very pretty. Again, usually near water that you see these. And shooting star, again, near water. Very, very pretty. Sadly, we have shooting star back home, but again, near moisture. Usually up in our mountaintop in the Sierras. And white flowered rhododendron. Very, very pretty. This one's called Kinnikinick. It's a heath family, and a characteristic of the heath family is this kind of flower, very urn-shaped cute little flowers. The heathers are also heath family, have a similar kind of flower. Pink spirea. I saw a white spirea in bloom on the 10-mile trail, but I haven't seen the pink yet. They're very pretty, very similar. This one's called Labrador tea. This is another heath family, but the flower's a little bit different. I tell my students, we see this in the Sierras, tell my students to remember it because it's sort of like a corsage. The leaves are here and then the little clump of flowers. They're very pretty. Labrador tea.
You're a big exam after this, you realize.
This is butterwort, very slightly irregular flower. Hard to find, well, hard to see here too. Hard to find because it's right in marshy areas. There are very little flowers, and most people, I'm sure, just rush on by. You have to hunt around to see some of these. And marsh marigolds, again, in marshy areas, usually in higher elevation. And the wet pia. Again, very, very delicate higher elevation. We've seen this in Canada also. The wet pia. And there's our heather. I love the heather. That's the pink mountain heather. You have to be there shortly after the snow melts because then it soon goes into seed. They're at higher elevation generally. They don't have a very long time to flower fruit and do their thing, and so you have to be there at the right time. Pink mountain heather. And there's the white mountain. I just love that one. Very, very pretty.
The pink is still in bloom at Heart Lake.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Has anyone seen the white mountain? This is usually harder to find, usually at higher elevation. And avalanche lily, or glacier lily, people call it. These come up right after the snow melts. In fact, they may come up right through the snow. This one, cask flower, one of my favorites. This is when, again, comes up marshy areas right after the snow melts. That's very young. We've just caught it, and we'll show the next one. That's now the fruits of it, which I just love if you come later in the season. The funny hair. You said some of them, I love to pet them. They're really so soft hair. And some of them have the wildest haircuts, you know. And some of them remind me of my son when we came up here, who was about 3 or 4 and had these wild hair dudes. And they're really fun. They're like little people, you know, as you walk along the trail. They're my favorites. This is a corn lily. And the leaves are huge. And they look like corn. And but the flowers, of course, are different. It's a lily family, very pretty. And those are in marshy areas. And that's a gentian you find at higher elevation, again, in very moist areas.
Change carousels.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Yep.
We need time for lunch, for dinner. And for our evening hike, 6:15. Oh, by the way, if any of you are in there 6:15 or heading out, this is for a quickie for anyone who had to turn back earlier, didn't hear what was going on, or anyone wants to come 6:15. We're going to do a quickie repeat and see what we can see. Things change, you know, from day to day. So we're heading out at 6:15. This is mountain ash, and it, again, you can see the leaves. It's a compound leaves, and there are quite a few of them. And there's a little close-up of the bracken fir in the all the spores are on the margin of those little leaves. And that's our pearly everlasting again. Really pretty. And this is 30 years ago. You know who this guy is?
Yes.
Something happened. What happened?
Are you there?
No, I'm not. Maybe I took the phone. No. That was a mine hike, and there's my army.
I'm now pearly everlasting.
And high bush cranberry. Very pretty. And, oh, this is another 30 years ago. Carol Hendroy.
Oh, sure.
Paul's father ran the village for many years, and that's what they were here before. This is me, and this is our son, the one with the hair I was talking about. It looks pretty good. I guess he was about 5, maybe 4 or 5. John Holt there. And we're looking, what was it, buckskin, I guess. Is that it?
Yeah, buckskin mountain looking down too.
Yeah, we actually got Carol up there. This one is the early stages of the Douglas fir. Remember I mentioned Douglas fir yesterday. Douglas fir, the cones are different. They have a little teeth on it, of actually bracts, but the other cones don't have. And the needles are distinctive because they get skinny right at the base. And that's the ballpark looking back, and it looks just like that now here. And now, this was the scariest hike I ever took, oh my goodness. This was Furno, and we're right on the top of the world. Terry Saturn, I think his name is. He had just gotten back from climbing Mount Blanc in France and arranged this little trip up Mount Furno. And none of us were going, except then John Mockestead, who was our artist in the village at the time, he announced to us the night before he was going. We figured, well, if an artist can go, we can too. So we'd be up for this. It was sort of scary. We're on a glacier roping up, and I was petrified, but afraid I'd never see my kids again. We're back on a ledge at one point. I was even more scared. But we made it.
You can't see Furno from the village. It's behind Copper Peak. You have to go around Buckskin and all that. We're sitting on top of the mountain.
And I don't think anyone goes up there now. I don't recommend it.
There's some more black cat raspberries right there.
Okay, good, because I can't see them over here. there's a view of Hart Lake. And we're looking, yeah, you can point to the falls, Mount Point Falls. We're going to climb up there. And then behind there is Lyman Lake. So we're going to work our way up there, and I think they describe it as strenuous. Okay. This is our Indian paintbrush, and it isn't always red. This happens to be a yellow one we saw. And there it is again, the typical red, which you'll see on the Heartlight trail. And this one I think we saw around Lyman Lake, Valerian or Heliotrope, the name for that. Sort of interesting, I was collecting the plants at the time for the herbarium and collected this thing, and after a while, something smelled awful. What is it? And we suddenly decided it was this thing. It smelled like that Camembert cheese, you know. I think I may even have tossed it out. That's the flowers of the corn lily. You saw them sticking up, but you didn't see them up close. That's what they look like up close. And that's the white spirea, I thought it was pink. And the bog orchid, that's the green one. And I did see a green one, and I'm camping. I think it may have been down here, right by the water, that I did see a green one. And occasionally, most common are the white ones, but occasionally you'll see a green one, and that flower also. And that one's called Campion. It's a very pretty little bladder, and then a little white flower. That's the Pipsissa one again. You get a better view of it. You can see what the leaves look like and the little nodding. The flowers are normally nodding, and you saw the front face of it. Now if you look at it, you just see the fruit standing here. You can see that on the 10-mile trail. And this is called Cat's Breeches. It's a waterly path, and so you only find it close to the streams. And Mount Rainier St. Croix, again, near Moisier's higher elevation. We did see a different St. Croix. There's the, that's what it looks like now, the thistle, if you go along the trail, just beyond the ballpark. Hasn't quite opened up yet, our Indian thistle. And now we're looking back, we have climbed up to Crown Point Falls. We're looking back now at the park. And that is Lyman Lake. I don't know what it looks like now. I don't think there's anywhere near that much snow. But that was probably 30 years ago. And very, very pretty. And then we hiked on up past there to Cloudy Pass. But on the way, we saw this. And the hike house used to give us a little bag of powdered stuff that we mixed with the water and make Kool-Aid. And I looked at that, though somebody's dropped their powdered Kool-Aid along the way. And in reality, we didn't see any footsteps. In reality, that is an algae that produces that pigment, Ophiomatococcus. It is not good if you eat that snow. It can harm you, give you intestinal problems. That's a lichen for sterile. And now we're at Cloudy Pass, the very top. And from here you can head on umpteen miles to Image Lake. But it's beautiful up there because the snow has just melted. Looking back at Lyman Lake now, that's absolutely beautiful.
Later, see. Later in the summer, there are two more lakes up here that become swollen. Going back in here is the last stage remnant of the glacier that filled this valley at one time.
And there's our past flower. Right there, you know, this is a very marshy here. The snow has just melted. Then we're going to show you this, some more of it sitting there. And that's it. Now when it grows up a little higher, it's so cute, really fuzzy stemmed, and the leaves haven't quite opened up yet. Very, very fun to watch. And there are now the fruits, the fruiting heads, our little friends.
Sometimes this is called mouse on the stick. Old man of the mountain.
And there they are. They're our friends. And I do a lot of hiking in Canada. And up in the higher elevation, you see these guys. They're so fun. And there's our avalanche lily again. Then we're going to show you the show coming up out of the snow. There's another little guy just barely poking his head up. So there's the avalanche lily just coming up.
When it sprouts, it generates heat, which melts the snow.
And there's a typical alpine meadow field where as soon as the snow melts, a lot of the avalanche lilies and then the other would be spring beauty. A lot of those around. The snow has just melted away and it's absolutely beautiful. Those would be the little spring beauties you can see. And we're up in the good area. There's the larch again.
The leaves turn yellow in the fall, so.
And there's a view. We're way up at the top looking off a glacier peak.
And that's the end shot. Did you turn on the lights?
The folks are.
Thank you.